Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today, of course, as we always have, this Sunday means the resurrection of the Lord and our resurrection. We are so glad that the Lord has resurrected himself and that had taken and conquered the demons and took out all the people that were waiting for him out of the hell to bring him into the kingdom of heaven and open the gates of the paradise for all of us. Nowadays, we don't have to go into the hell after we die. We leave our body here on this earth. Well, we do go only to be shown what is going on there, so that we know what we're escaping. But we don't have to be stuck there. That is, of course, if we have one condition that we have met. If we are merciful. Today's sermon we hear from the Lord as a man approaches the Lord and says, what do I do to go to the kingdom of heaven? And the Lord says, well, what does the Lord say? And he said, to love your God with all your heart, your mind, and soul, and your neighbor as thyself. And the Lord says, well, if you do that, you'll be able to enter the kingdom of heaven. And then he said, the man said to him, who's my neighbor? And the Lord gave a little parable. And he said, well, there was a man that went from Jerusalem and went and on the road to where his destination was, he was attacked by robbers, and they have nearly killed him. They beat him up so much, and they left him half dying on the road and robbed him, of course. And as he was laying there on the road and half dead, a priest comes by, and he sees him on the road there, and he continues to go on further. And then a Levite comes, and he also sees him, and even looks at him, and keeps on going. Doesn't really care about him. And then a Samaritan comes by, and he sees him, and immediately he felt in his heart a great mercy for him, and he started to take care of him. He started to wash his wounds and put it with oil and wine, as they used to do at that time, and cleanse the wounds, and then put him right on his own animal, and took him to the Gostinice, which is a hotel or a motel. And my beloved, I was riding on the horse or a donkey, and of course he had to walk, and he sacrificed that for that man. He put that man on his own animal and brought him to the inn, and there he took care of him. And then when he had to go for his business further, he had went to the innkeeper and told him that here's 2 silver coins, and please take care of him, and if you are going to spend some more on the way back, I'm going to give it back to you, and I will repay you. And so the Lord says, who is then the neighbor to that man that was attacked and was left there dying? And of course the man said, well, it was the man that took care of him, and the Samaritan. And of course the Lord says, well, and you too, go and do the same thing. Well, can we do the same thing? Can we have the mercy in us to try to help somebody that is in need and is perishing? Well, let's take it a little bit, not in a physical way. Maybe not that many are being robbed today and left on the road being beaten up, But you and I and all our loved ones, all the close ones, we are being robbed and beaten up by terrible, terrible robbers. And who are those robbers? These are the evil spirits. They come and they take the peace away from us. The precious thing that we have is the peace, the calmness in our heart. And they take away that, and they give us irritation and anger, and cause us to come in into all kinds of sins, and to do all kinds of sins. And then we are, of course, wounded. Who's wounded? Not necessarily your body, but your soul is definitely wounded. Our soul is wounded so much then, because every sin we commit, we wound our soul. And if we commit them more and more, and if we have anger and so on, then our soul is all beaten up like it was in the parable. It's about to die, and it is suffering so much. And so, what do our neighbors do? What do I do when I see somebody suffering like that? When the enemy grabbed the person through anger or through irritation or some kind of a passion and sin. Do I attack him more? Do I get mad at him? Do I judge him? No, I cannot do that. Neither can you. What we have to do, we have to feel sorry for them. We have to have mercy for them. And immediately we have to put that plaster of love for him or her. We should pour the oil and wine on the wounds. That is the prayers. We should say the great prayers for them, as if it was for our own self, that we are in a big, terrible trouble. My beloved, this is the true mercy that if we have in our heart. We will feel, if we have love in our heart. And for the Lord says we should love our neighbor as ourselves, not our body, but our soul. And if we truly love our neighbor, then we will feel his distress or her distress, whether it is a member of the family, whether it is somebody outside, but we will definitely feel how the heart feels. If the heart is in distress under the attack of the enemy or even a prisoner, then we will co-suffer, and we will absolutely pray to our Lord to free the person from that terrible sorrow that he or she is in. And on the other hand, the love also tells us that if we see that somebody has joy in his heart, we will pick that up too, and we will also rejoice. We won't have jealousy that, oh, he's happy or she's happy and I'm not. No, on the contrary, we will be immediately rejoicing with them also, because this is what real love is all about. And if we have that kind of love, then you and me will be able to be ready to be embraced by the Lord into the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, we have to learn to love each other. We have to learn to love each other. And the true sign of love is that if we love somebody, we will pray for them, that we really should pray our heart out, especially for all those who have been wounded by the enemy. And you know that the world is now in a terrible shape, and most people are being wounded, and if not every day, and if not every hour, our people are being wounded, and we have to pray for them. So the Lord tells us and commands us in his scriptures, he says that pray at all times, and this is what we have to try to pray, and not for ourselves, pray for loved ones, for those who are in trouble, and most people today are in trouble, so they all need the prayers. You say, well, I don't have any special prayer, I don't have the gift of prayer and so on. Well, you, if you have it, or you, the main thing, if you want to pray, you can pray. God will give you the grace to pray, because for the prayer, real prayer comes from the grace of God. The Holy Spirit then prays through us. And it's not our doing. It is the Holy Spirit. And so we give the credit to the Holy Spirit. My beloved, you and me, we have to learn to truly to be merciful and to love each other. Then we will have mercy from our Lord, and the Lord will have mercy on us and will forgive us all our sins and bring us into the kingdom of heaven, where we will rejoice forever and ever. Amen.